listening to healthradio.fm. I'm reporter Ruby MacDonald, and today I am here with world-renowned limited beliefs expert and founder of Through Conversation, Jean-Paul Grevel. Hello, John. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
So sweet. Thank you for having me.
So, John, just a little while ago, on November 4th, it was National Stress Awareness Day, and it seems like more and more people are talking about stress and what goes along with it. How important do you think that is?
I think it's very important. I think more importantly is to find out how to deal with it and how to dissolve it, actually.
Why do you think it's a topic now? Why do you think people are talking about being stressed and mental illness now?
Well, I think we're just becoming more and more aware how impactful it is. Our physical body takes an impact from stress. Our emotional body, our relationships, our sleep, our digestion, everything gets impacted. So having a day where people actually talk about it when it's not frowned upon, because sometimes it is frowned upon to say, hey, I'm stressed. Some people say, hey, I'm anxious, I have anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. Having a day that opens up that space is just wonderful.
Yeah, it seems like it has a little bit of stigma behind it when people talk about stress. They seem to be a little bit afraid about it. What are signs that you may be dealing with mental health issues and stress?
Well, if you're not sleeping well, if you keep overthinking, if you're worried about stuff all the time, if you feel depressed, if you're angry, if you find yourself getting really upset all the time, same thing for women, upset, these things may open a little space for you to go, hey, what's going on inside? And in reality, I don't even think the majority of cases that are classified as mental health, I don't think really it's mental health. I think it's just poor training, and that's what we're going to hopefully get into a little bit later.
Have you had firsthand experience with stress?
Absolutely. I've had debilitating anxiety. I've had depression. I've had anger. I used to be a complete mess. And that's how this all started. This is how Through Conversation began. I had to work with me, and I was a very nice case study.
Speaking of Through Conversation, can you tell our listeners more about it?
Absolutely. So Through Conversation is a personal development program. The biggest difference about Through Conversation and other methods is that, first off, we don't think that you're broken. We don't think that you have mental health issues. We simply believe that training is the most important part of having a healthy life. You see, whether we want to admit it or not, most of our parents had issues, and they were doing their best to train us, because that's what they were doing. They were training us. They were teaching us. They were passing on their beliefs to us. Well, chances are that they also passed on some unhealthy beliefs. And unhealthy beliefs create unhealthy emotions. And I guess that's where it starts.
Yeah, because not everyone's perfect. And you have certain traits that, as a parent myself, I know I can... Sometimes I see it in my daughter that I pass down and say, for example, just a little touch of my anger sometimes. Yeah,
absolutely. That's exactly it. I came out of a, I'd say, very dysfunctional family. And I was dysfunctional until one day I realized, wow, I'm dysfunctional. I've got some serious issues. So then I started seeking. I was, 20 or 21 when something happened to me and I woke up. And then I spent years, I'd say a decade, working on myself until I got very good at myself and started working on other people. So for the last 10 years, I've been effectively working on people's anger, sadness, depression, anxiety. Even physical issues can disappear simply by changing one's belief system. And at the end of the day, stress is a result of your belief system. I think maybe we should get into that. So your belief system is the group of beliefs that you have. So a belief, I'm not talking about religious beliefs. I'm talking about anything you believe is true or everything you believe that is false groups up and makes up your belief system. Within your belief system, you have limiting beliefs. So these would be the beliefs that are limiting you. It's that simple. So if you have a belief that has you get upset, that belief is probably a limiting belief because getting angry all the time does not help. If you have a belief and it has you be depressed, well, that's a limiting belief because, again, it's a belief that's preventing you from being happy. And then in performance, you have beliefs that prevent you from performing. If we were to take a look at the, I think it's a 4-minute mile or something like that, as soon as the 4-minute mile was broken, people just kept on beating the record. 4 minute was nothing now because the belief was changed. The group understanding, the group belief was that you can't do a 4-minute mile. It's impossible. Well, that was a limiting belief. In life, we have a lot of limiting beliefs, just like that one. And the thing is, it's hard to catch your own limiting belief simply because it's your belief. You believe it. So you're not even going to question it. So what I do is I create conversations that have people question their beliefs and then shift from limiting beliefs to healthy beliefs.
Yeah, because growing up, you were raised with that belief and you're just accustomed to it. So you never really think to question your belief.
Exactly. Until something happens, you know, a lot of people are going to go through something. And that's something that they go through. And a lot of the times, it's something very serious, like a trauma, you know, near-death experience. And you wake up, you're like, wow, I've been wasting my time. I'm gonna rock it now. I'm going to like live my life to the fullest. So experiences happen and people change beliefs. The thing is, you don't have to wait for an accident or a near-death experience to begin working on your beliefs. You just have to be willing to achieve a higher level of performance in all areas of life. And if you are ready to achieve a higher level of performance, whether you're a CEO, whether you are a mom, whether you're an 18-year-old kid, if you want to perform, you have to understand that the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you act is life. Like right now, look at you, you're sitting down, you're thinking, you're doing stuff, right? Basically, you're just thinking, you're feeling, and you're acting. So your beliefs are what cause you to think a certain way, to feel a certain way, and to act a certain way. So you have to work on your beliefs. So if you're 18, if you're 60, you want to grow, it's never too late. And you could do it very quickly by working on your limiting beliefs.
So what's the difference between through conversation and therapy?
Through conversation is therapeutic, but it's not therapy. It's a personal development program that will take you from wherever you are and bring you much, much higher very fast. I work with people's limiting beliefs. Therapy is just a little bit different depending what kind of therapy you're doing. What I do is I have conversations that impact the person's conscious and subconscious mind at the same time. When they leave, they feel different, they think different, and they act different. See, my whole concept is, like I said before, nobody's broken. We just have bad training. So that's why being in a personal development training program with something or a style or a method that actually works effectively, you could get all the results you want.
And you also mentioned earlier that through conversation, not only helps retrain your mind mentally, but physically also. How so?
Absolutely. Well, imagine you're stressed, okay? Or imagine you have anxiety, or imagine you have depression, or imagine you have anger. How does your body feel? You're going to notice there's tension. Well, this tension is not only in the neck or the shoulders. There's some in the groin area. There's some around your stomach area. There's some around your organs. You're covered in muscles. Now imagine your rib cage being tight. You're not breathing anymore, okay? So issues do come out of not breathing. Issues do come out of muscles being tight around organs, around the groin, around the neck, around the back. And then the body begins to break down. So let's say you're not depressed anymore, and let's say you're happy. Okay, let's say you have no more anxiety, you're happy. And people out there, you know who you are. When you have anxiety, oh my God, right? It's another planet, especially when it hits you hard and it's debilitating. It's another planet. How does your body feel? Horrible. Well, these are real things. These are real things. And then you can't sleep. So let's go back to poof. You feel fantastic now emotionally. How is your body? There's no more tension. You're sleeping like a baby. You're waking up refreshed. Do that for 7 days in a row. Your body's going to start operating the way it was supposed to. You see, your body is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful machine. And if you allow it to, you see, if you allow it to, it will work great. You have to allow it to, though. But the thing is, when your mind is wrapped up and just it's just losing it, it can't heal because you're in fear. You're in a space where your body's not going to heal. It's going to survive. See, most of us were surviving, but a few of us were living.
How about you, though? Do you still sometimes feel a little stress or sometimes feel anxiety?
No, not really. I guess it happens. Mm-hmm. People say, do you ever get upset? Are you always happy? Well, you know, if I were to think about my mom who's in Montreal and who has problems with her body, you know, it's just, you know, she's old and body's not working. I'm not too happy about that. You know, it upsets me. I'm definitely not happy about that. So that's cool. That's okay. But if something happens to me, I could get hurt. I'm always happy. I'm not, this is for real. I actually just, I'm really very happy. It happens once in a while, but it's a, It doesn't happen often for me to be upset.
So with your journey, you've managed to be in the moment and realize that your stress or anxiety, that way you can handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at the situation, right? There's some kind of stress happening. My body is reacting to the fact that there's a microphone. I'm not used to this situation, okay? But it's fine. You know, you let the body do what it's doing. You be with there and just focus on what you're going to do. All of a sudden, you forget you have a mic stuck in your face. And you're having a great conversation. You're having a lot of fun. You loosen up. And then your language starts becoming just what it's supposed to be.
So, John, what can a client expect during a session and after a session?
During a session, a client can expect to just have fun. Not be poorly judged. For the conversation to be pleasant, very interesting, animated sometimes, and unconventional. We'll talk about anything. And it's not going to be like you're going to want to fix a certain problem and you're going to have to bring it up and you're going to have to talk about your past and everything. If you want to, you can. The conversation is just like two people hanging out, having a good time, and the person in front of me gets things. They just constantly get things. And then by the end of the session, chances are they'll forget the majority of what we spoke about. This is actually what happens often. But what happens is they leave and they behave differently. Their thinking pattern changes, the way they feel changes, and how they act changes. That's the after part. And then they come in and we take where we left off. Actually, Olga was my client, I think 5 years ago. For those of you who don't know, Olga's my business partner. She's awesome. And she was my client 5 years ago. She's sitting right beside me. She has no idea I'm going to do this. Olga, what was the experience that you had the first session and when you came back?
Well, I met Jean-Paul 5 years ago, and I was his client. I was very impressed just by the first conversation that we had, and I wanted to experience the work, so he invited me to have a little conversation, and we went to some place. It was Kintaro on Denman, and we spoke for about an hour or an hour and a half. And the conversation went very deep, very fast, and it was very engaging, and it was very intense in a good way. So by the end of an hour, I felt that my mind kind of rewired itself. I felt like the sound changed and the way I saw things. It's almost like it's almost physical experience. So then I left. I went back to my life, and I had a pretty difficult life at the time. I had a depression, very serious depression, and a very serious anxiety, and a lot of the things were not working well in my life at all. And I went back to my life, and I went back to the United States for about 2 weeks, and I felt just so relieved and so happy, and so I wasn't bothered by things that used to bother me before. And it was such an amazing experience, and that was when I came back to Vancouver. The first thing I said, "What did you do to me?" And he was laughing, but that's very often what happens. So.
Thank you so much, Olga. So how many sessions till a client can say, "I feel so much better"?
It could happen the first session. Yeah.
Have you had clients get up and then before they leave say, "This is amazing and it's already working for me"?
Absolutely, but more to the point, it's when they're gone and they experience life, and then they come back for their second session, and they talk about what's different. So my most recent client, one session, she came back for a second session last week, and she was telling me how she's talking to everybody about this, how her anxiety is just like completely different, how she's at this new position, very stressful, and she's okay with it. Now, that's never been her reality, or at least if it has been, it wasn't when she met me. And then she came in, that was her second session. She's got 8 more sessions to go, if you could think about it. The whole, what I don't like is that people think it takes a long time to change. It doesn't. Have you ever had a really, really powerful conversation with somebody? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the kind of conversation that leaves you thinking completely differently. You go back home and you still can't shake it. These conversations will change you. And so the program is built around the person I'm working on. So it's very customized. It's not a cookie cutter. It's not something that I deliver to each person the same way. It's just, that's impossible. There's a girl, there's a boy, there's the age factor. Some are traumatized. Some have no problems. Some just want performance training. It's very customized. And I love results. So when I'm talking to somebody, I'm feeding into how they listen and how they communicate. I'm working with them in ways that kind of hard to explain, directly with their mind and indirectly with their mind, working with both the conscious and the subconscious. So shifts are possible very, very fast. And that's basically what happens here, very fast shifts.
Well, if our listeners want to learn more about you and through conversation, where can they go?
If they want to learn about me and through conversation, they just go to throughconversation.com, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, conversation.com. Look at the testimonials, read up on it. I think there's a lot of information. And you could contact us by pressing that blue button, and Olga will get in contact with you, and we'll set something up.
Again, that's throughconversation.com.
Yeah.
For your retreats, where can they go to find more about that?
The retreats are at emotionalfreedomretreats.com. And you can also go through it from throughconversation.com. There's a section for holidays and vacations.
Awesome. Well, I hope those who may be struggling with a mental illness get in touch with you so they can get the right tools to live a healthier lifestyle mentally and physically.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for coming over and talking to me.
You're very welcome. And thank you, John, for being on healthradio.fm and for making us more aware of what stress can do to us. I feel like it's a conversation that needs to keep happening and everybody needs to talk more about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the mic.
You're welcome.